Welcome to our 11-20-19 mentorship session. I like those numbers. And this is our final session of the mentorship. I'm excited and sad, but excited at the same time. Sandra, you might want to mute yourself. Perfect. So I'm really glad that those of you who could be here live are here, and I'm just sending lots of love to everybody who's needed to watch the recordings. For a lot of the time or the whole time you've been here. I actually have people who can only do the recordings because they're not available on Wednesday nights. And that's a big commitment. I really appreciate that. And I'm feeling a lot of gratitude for this mentorship and for each of you and the things we've been able to do and the ways we've been able to connect. And I've learned so much from this process. And one of the things I learned, it's not that I didn't know it mentally, but having the opportunity to do something consistently for 2.5 years, that creates a lot of things. It creates challenges, it creates shifts, it creates transformation, it creates fatigue, it creates deep community, it creates needing a vacation, it creates a lot of things. And I'm really grateful that I did this long. Not all of you have been here for 2.5 years, but some of you have. And I'm really grateful to have continued this for a pretty good amount of time. It's the longest thing I've ever offered consistently, that's for sure. And I'm grateful to have done it because when I do something with consistency, I level up. And I see that in students and clients and each of you, when you do anything with consistency, including this work, you start to level up. You can't help but level up. It's like if you go work out 30 minutes a day, you may not see much going on, but you'll level up and you won't even realize it until you take the weights off, so to speak. So I feel like a lot of what's going to sink in as part of the leveling up of this consistent practice with you all, I won't even recognize probably some of it. I won't even realize for 2 or 3 months or 6 months from now. Because it will integrate in stages. And some of it will only be able to integrate once this process is complete. And so I'm sharing my personal experience because that's probably going to be your experience as well, especially if you've been doing these consistently and watching the recordings. Once we shift out of it, there's certain things that will begin to integrate that may not have integrated if we continued. So I'm excited about that. And I would really love for you to take any and everything you've learned in this process and make it your own. Really make it your own. This isn't about being a mini me, being a mini version of me. It's not even about being a shaman. It's about taking these tools and practices and this time that we've had together and really making it your own and working with it in a way that's resonant for you. So it's important to me that what we do together can come into your daily life, chop wood, carry water, and not just some mountaintop experience and then you don't know what to do with it. That's always been important to me. So I feel that what we've been doing in this mentorship together, regardless of how long you've been in it, what we've been doing has been focused on allowing you to bring it into your daily life. And so I want to encourage you to do that in any way that you can and encourage you to keep some consistency with your guides and these tools if they feel resonant for you. If you like them and you want to keep doing it, you'll need to be some kind of consistent to keep it happening, especially around personal relationship with your guides. I cannot speak about that enough because different people all ask the same question, and the answer generally is personal relationship with your guides. That's how you get the clarity. That's how you get the answers. That's how you learn to trust your intuition. That's how you learn to manifest. Like the list goes on. And personal relationship is where you start to trust yourself, feel that comfort and that safety, knowing that you're always held and taken care of. And then clarity happens and just all the dominoes start to really fall in a good way. So I want to just reiterate as we move on from here. I also want to assure you that I'm already working on online classes. The way spirit works with me is that generally more clarity comes once I let go of another thing. So after tonight, I'll get deeper clarity around the online classes because I have this whole list and Spirit's like, no, you're not done with the mentorship yet. I'm like, okay. So it really keeps me focused. But definitely at the end of this month in December, I'll be putting some things together to start next year. And I'm very excited about that. And I want all of you to know that for the solstice, actually a few days before the solstice, I believe it's December 17th, that Tuesday before the solstice, I'll be offering a free 1 hour solstice preparation ceremony ritual mojo for anybody that would like to come. And of course, extending that invitation to each of you. I want to do that for free as a thank you, as a gift, as an offering before the holidays, and also as a kickoff to all the really neat stuff that will be offered online, that I'll be offering online next year. So I'll be posting about that, and I will keep the Facebook group page open through the end of this year. It will be open through December so that I can post the link to the solstice online event there if you don't see it on my website or on my Facebook professional page, but also so you all can kind of stay connected for the next 4 or 5 weeks. And then we'll probably need to close it. If on the logistical side, two things. If you have any issues logging in after this month, logging in to watch the recordings, email Madison at support@bloompost.com. She's got it set up so that should be fine. It's been really Mercury in retrograde. So just email her. Don't email me. I can't do anything for you. So I don't even know how all that works. So email Madison if you have any issues signing in. The second piece is you should not have any more payments going towards the mentorship after this month. If you are charged in December, that is a mistake. Email Madison at support@bloompost.com. Again, she set all this up. It really should be taken care of. And no kidding, Mercury retrograde has been playing havoc on my website and some other behind the scenes things Madison and I've been working on for online projects. So just know that we'll rectify that. If for some reason you accidentally get charged, I'll totally refund it. But if any issues logging in or with the financial piece, just email Madison, support@bloompost.com. So I just wanted to put that out there before we get started. And tonight I really did want to, and remember, we have the retreat April 17th through 19th at Prama next year. That will be ready to, you could actually probably go ahead and register now, except that my retreats page on my website went bonkers right at the end of Mercury retrograde. So definitely by the end of this week, you should be able to register. It will be first come, first serve, and it will be 30 people max, and it's open to the public now. So as many of you can come, I hope you will. Prama raised their prices, so I had to raise my prices, but it's still very affordable. We're going to start a little earlier on Friday, go a little later on Sunday because people wanted a longer weekend. So that felt like a good way to keep it affordable while also extending it. So I hope that many of you will be able to join us there. And tonight, gosh, there's so many things I'd like to do for our final session, but I feel like the main thing I'd like to do is really just reiterate preparation for the solstice. This is the last month of this decade. And 2020, it's interesting when I read what certain people post about 2020, there seems to be a lot of caution and warning, but I gotta say for me, 2020 is feeling really powerful in a good way. And I'm quite excited. I can feel momentum building. And that's where I would like to put my focus because I really do believe that where we put our focus, we'll get more of. And I can feel things bubbling underneath that are ready to come up and be shared, not just for me personally, but for a lot of people and for the collective. So I'd really like to connect with that energy tonight and do an extended shamanic journey because I know you all like to do that and do it a little bit longer tonight. Let me check the time. Oh, we're good. Do it a little bit longer. But one thing I definitely want to do, let me get back to gallery view. I have to put it on speaker view or there's just too many little boxes. And let's pull an angel card before everybody, before we go, because I know y'all are loving these cards. That's super fun. You know, I really, I really want to pull an Ascended Master card too. Is that okay? Is everybody okay with that? Okay, cool. Okay, I'm going to start with people that I cannot see your faces, and I hope you're listening. So Blue Augustine in Hawaii. So good to feel you here. Relaxation. And Mary Magdalene. Beautiful. Teacher Awakens. I love it. Dahlia in ATL, Hotlanta. You got Faith. Master Jesus, and the word is forgiveness. That's a really pretty card. I have these upside down, but it's not like Tarot. That doesn't mean anything. It's still a good card. There are no bad cards. Okay. Michelle, I know you can hear me. Contentment. I know you can't see that. I don't know why I'm holding it up because you're on the phone. But Michelle Garzone, I hope you're saying, I'm saying that right, Garzoni. You got contentment, and I'm going to pick another card because I can't read that one, and you're on the phone, so I can't show you. Gaia, Earth Connection. Okay. Trudy, good to see your name here. Respect is your angel card. Master Buddha, increased awareness. That's nice. Tracy Asher, balance. And Kutumi, Cloak of Wisdom. Cool, cool. I like that. I've never seen that one before. Bobby, support. One, two, three. Krishna, devotion. Oh, that's perfect. And Jess. Oh, Jess, you get to write your own story. Blank card. Nope, not that one. Ah, that one. Odin, psychic insight. That's for Jess. Okay, and I think I have one more that the camera's not on. That's Alyssa. Nope, this one. Surrender. That feels timely. And Melchizedek, higher learning. I love Melchizedek. He's one of the archangels I call in. Okay, Gina Marie. Gina Marie in the house. Kindness. Oh, this one wants to talk to you. Ooh, Cernunnos, life force. Ooh, I hope I'm saying that right. Someone Celtic, tell me. Tracy Prater, good to see your face too. Creativity, that's perfect from what we were texting about earlier. White Eagle, ancestor spirit. Alrighty then, alrighty. Laura Thomas. Ooh, you got a blank card too. So play the slots. No, I don't know. I'm just kidding. You get to write your own story. That's perfect. El Moria, awakening presence. That's cool. I don't know what that means, but I like it. I don't know who he is what I mean. Dali. Clarity. That's a good one. Kali Ma, facing fear. Ooh, that's good. Hi, Becky. Are you at work? Yeah. Commitment. Commitment's a good one. The cards are definitely talking to me now. Horus, cosmic gateway. Horus is a bird-headed feller. I like him. Okay, Misty Hamby, I'm so glad you're here. Willingness, that's a good one. And faith, humanity and benevolence. Oh, that's nice. Okay, Rowan. I'm just going in order on the boxes here. Let's see. Rowan's the next one. Integrity. And Saint Germain, karma releasing. He's cute. I don't think that's what he really looks like. Michelle Fincher. Sisterhood, brotherhood. That's nice. Diana, focused intention. Noise. Jennifer Wilson. Purification. Good times. We always joke about cards like that. There are no bad cards, Jen. Rada, soul flame. Nice. I like it. Okay, Miss Laura. Grace. That's for you, Laura. And one, two, three. Lady Nada, Heart Awakening. That's a pretty card. Judy Brown. Downtown. Oops, I accidentally pulled two, so I guess they're for you. Presence and healing. You get two cards. I did not realize they were both in my hot little hand. And you get Serapis Bay Ascension. That's cool. Megan B., I'm glad you're here. Play, that's fun. And you get, oops, this one. The Holy Spirit, expect miracles. That's cool. Okay, Jennifer Rambo, adventure. The Divine Director, intervention, wait. Yes, intervention and purpose. The Divine Director. That's the one Sandra likes. Intervention and, or is that the, no, it's a different one. Intervention and purpose. Chad, acceptance. I don't know if you can see that in the light. Two, three. Lady Venus, downloads and understanding. That sounds fun. Okay, Miss Sandra. Thank you for hosting tonight, Sandra. Oh, you got love. That's a perfect final card to pull. And Isis, magic manifesting. Oh, yeah. Okay, I want to pull for whoever watches the recording. This will be the for the recorded folks. The recorded folks. Truth, if you're watching the recording. And the Miriam, sacred vision. I love that. The Miriam's one of my favorites. Now I've mixed up all the angel cards with the other cards, so I'll have to deal with that later. Those are fun, though. Did I get everybody? Raise your hand if I didn't get you. Okay. If you don't have... Oh, Ember! I didn't see you there. Did you just hop on? Did I miss? It's so dark. Ember. Nope, I already pulled those cards. Hold on. Let me reconnect. Ooh, synthesis. That's a good one. I think I pulled that for you before. I feel like... Okay. Kuan Yin, care and compassion. That's cool. I think I got everybody. Okay, checking all the little boxes there. That's fun. Thanks for playing. Pull a card with Bloom. I like to do that. That's fun. I feel like, and there's random feathers coming out of the angel cards. I like to do that. So I don't need any more notes. What I'd like to do is just let you go into a shamanic journey tonight. I'm going to do an extended journey. You've got some cards and intentions, mojo you can work with. All the sessions we've been doing the last two or three sessions have been really focused towards connecting with your intentions for the solstice. For me, that really is the beginning of the year, so to speak, is the turning of the wheel, the return to the light. So December 21st is very special and sacred in my world. And I would, I really just want to show up tonight and hold the space for you to have an extended journey as a beautiful closure of our mentorship time together, and just sending you off into the world with my journey, because that's the biggest piece of what we do here together. And it feels like a good way to close the sacred space around the ceremonial fire together. I am considering putting together some online things that will only be open to those of you who've done the mentorship or trained with me, so that we have a smaller, tighter container. These won't be long-term. This would be like a 3 to 6 week offering or something, but keep an eye out for that if you're interested, because I do want to honor this community and how you all have connected and supported and created a family together. And find ways to continue to work together online with a beginning and an end of that process. So, but I just really want to say thank you so much for doing this and for being here and being part of this. When this started 2.5 years ago, I never could have imagined being where we are now. And it's, there's been people literally from all over the world in this, doing this with us. So that's really exciting. So Sandra, I just want to make sure you're ready to rattle if need be. Can you hear me okay? Because I don't think I'm going to put in headphones. Okay. If I put in the headphones, then you can't hear the rattle or the shakalpa. So yeah, I'm going to check the time. We have time. So why don't you just go ahead and get comfortable and relax. Drink a little water before we get started and just taking some nice breaths into your belly. And just taking a moment as you close your eyes and get comfortable. Just check in, where are you in your body? No praise or blame, just awareness. Right in this moment, where are you in your body? And how does it feel where you are in your body right now, where you find your attention in your body? How does that feel? And would you like to move your awareness to a different part of your body? Would that feel better? And before you make your way into your sacred space, I just want you to imagine yourself around a fire. The sacred fire we have gathered together for the last 2.5 years as a community, with people coming and going from this community as communities do. That's a natural ebb and flow. And just imagine yourself circled up around that sacred fire with all of your brothers and sisters from this mentorship there. It's a pretty big circle. And just feel yourself connected with each of them at the ceremonial fire. Feeling how there are ancestors around the circle, beyond, behind you, encircling your circle, how your guides are encircling each of you. And just recognizing that even through this online connection, in the realms, you have been connecting with this community around the sacred fire. And I just want to honor that. I want to give thanks to this energetic sacred fire and give thanks to each of you. Your commitment to your own healing and your self-care. And making your way into your sacred space through your portal door. And connecting with your sacred space, remembering to really get a good visual of that space. And of course, connecting with your guides, your guardians, your teachers in the seen and unseen realms. And inviting in any ancestors you'd like to work with this evening as well, any beings of light. And taking a moment to share with them your intentions tonight. And if you have intentions for the new year and the solstice, the turning of the wheel, or perhaps you're seeking clarity on intentions for the new year. Just offering that up to your guides, asking for support. And ask your guides for gifts. Allow them to gift you things that are sacred to them, to share with you, to support you on your journey. They want what is best for you, and they are here for you, and they want to give to you. They want to support you. and invoking powerful healing, clarity, support. Whatever you seek on your journey, have fun, dive deep, enjoy, trust yourself, allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to believe.
You are heaven. called Narasimha, Narasimha. You are safe, Narasimha, Narasimha. Pachamama Narasimha, Narasimha. Star beings, Narasimha, Narasimha. Mountains, mountains, Narasimha, Narasimha. Waters, waters, Narasimha, Narasimha. Love, love, 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 Narasimha, Narasimha. Breath, breath, Narasimha, Narasimha. Life, life, Narasimha, Narasimha. Love, love, 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 Narasimha, Narasimha. Mm-hmm. Take a nice breath into your belly. Wherever you are in your journey, find your way to reconnect with your guides in your sacred space if you're not already there. And if there's anything I really want to offer you within this sacred space, it's for you to bring in the biggest mirror you can find and stand in front of that mirror in the realms to see yourself as you truly are in your divinity and in your power and in your medicine and in your magic, and allow that to be reflected to you in this space. And even if you're not sure that you have them, open up your wings, because you most definitely can have them if you decide you want them. Open up your wings and breathe into that. Breathe into that expansion, that expansiveness, that personal power and that beauty and that love of your energy expanded. We see it and feel it as wings, and I also believe that it's part of how we expand our energetic body. And allow yourself to be big, to be powerful, to be divine, to be amazing, to be incredible, creative, loved, lovable. As you breathe into that, let's recommit to this thing called life. Let's recommit to this human experience. Let's recommit to our sacred remembering, the remembering of your gifts, of you, who you truly are, of your soul mission, your soul calling, your purpose, your joy. Breathing all of that in and allowing. I'm telling your guides, thank you. And of course, you can bring them with you as you step back through your portal door whenever you're ready. Just bring them back with you through your portal door. Feel them circled up with you in this physical space. Feel them supporting you here in this third dimensional realm. You can close that portal door behind you when you're ready. And please remember to go through that portal whenever you want to connect in. When you're ready, you can open your eyes, drink a little water. And what I meant by remember that portal and use it is that I just want you to keep connected with your guides. You don't have to go through a portal door if you don't want. However you get there, just get there. Whew, that was a nice long journey. Sandra, I just wanted to let you relax. And I rattled for a long time, too, so I felt like we had enough of that. That was fun.
So we have a few minutes, and I just want to check in if anybody has any questions. I don't usually do much of a Q&A, but I want to offer this opportunity to answer questions before we officially close up the online mentorship session.
I do have a logistical question. Mm-hmm. If I may. When you say your December 17th pre-solstice ceremony is open, does that mean we can invite people outside of the mentorship?
Yep, it's public. It's for everybody. Yeah. Unless stated otherwise, everything will be public. And yeah, that's definitely going to be public. And most of the online classes will be too, but I would like to put something together, a smaller special thing for those of you who've done this work, to do something more specific and intentional, more focused. Yeah, I'm excited about that. But yeah, the online is December 17th. Is that a Tuesday? Yeah. Okay, good. Then that's the right date. And I purposely did it a few days before the solstice because, as I mentioned before, I like to give you the space and opportunity to do your own thing on the solstice. Plus, it's on a weekend. And so this gives you an opportunity to do some ritual together as we lead into the solstice. And then whatever you want to take into the actual day of solstice, of course, please do. And also, I just want to put this out there. Here's the thing. If you're busy on the solstice, if you're working on the solstice, if you forget it's the solstice, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You know, I sometimes hear people who are all stressed out because they miss this special full moon that will only do the things that that full moon will do. And relax. You're getting all the mojo you need, and you will get all the mojo you need by bringing intention. You can connect in with any full moon you want to connect in with, even if it was the full moon right after you were born. This is a construct. Have fun with it. There's no barriers. There's no walls. There's no, you know, we get real into the linear because that's a very safe container. It lets us know what we perceive as before and current and after. And that's a great program. And there's a lot of other programs too. And I like to run the program of time is an illusion. I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole because then I wouldn't do anything else because that's a big one. And you can connect in at any time with anything, anywhere. So you want to connect with the solstice now because you're going to be working a lot for the next month, do it. If you want to connect in with solstice of 4 years ago, do it. If you want to connect in with your birthday from 20 years ago and when it was the best day of your life or everybody forgot and you were sad and crying and you want to clear and heal it, go for it. There is no barrier. We create barriers in our minds. I live in a human experience too. I have not remembered how to jump over the moon. If it feels important, maybe I'll put some focus there. Up to this point, it's not felt like something I need to remember to do. And yet I still, even after 20 years of this work, find myself, it's kind of like not thinking to buy a brighter light. Took me 2.5 years to buy a brighter light so that you can see me better on the laptop, right? Why did that take so long? But I can do that sometimes in my spiritual journey too and go, oh, why didn't I just activate that or set intention for that or invoke that? Why either it didn't occur to me or I unconsciously thought I wasn't worthy or I had some programs around it. And then I suddenly go, oh, why not? You know, and I was playing the why not game today after I came out of a session that I received. I was like, or I was also playing the what if game. That was what I was playing. What if I am the most amazing person on the planet? You know, like just having some fun with it. So have some fun with this. I am not the end all be all of this kind of mojo. This is just mojo that works for me. And I've been very honest this last 2.5 years. I always use myself as an example and I'm still doing my work. And if I stop being a student, I'm in trouble. That's where I feel like that's where you get into some guru nonsense and people thinking they don't have anything else to figure out. They've reached enlightenment or whatever, and that's great. The truth is, if I've reached enlightenment, I'm still not going to tell you because that wouldn't be enlightenment, right? You know, if you have to go around announcing it, then I'm going to question mark that. So, and by the way, I don't think I've reached anywhere close to enlightenment, so don't you worry about that. But I'm not really worried about enlightenment. I'm honestly not. I want to be happy. Somebody today was talking about this idea of success and how social media makes it very interesting because it can become a whole different thing and it's about popularity and all of that. And I thought, success for me, if someone is successful and they have a ton of money and a gazillion people following them and it doesn't resonate for me, but that's their thing. If they're happy, yay, do your thing, even if it completely isn't my thing and doesn't resonate. I want you to enjoy your life, even while you're going through your shit, you know, recognizing that even those times are part of the medicine. That's really what it's about for me, not getting to a certain place or having it all figured out. It's about bringing my medicine to the world in a way that feels fulfilling, and that makes me happy. And it's also about creating connection, and that makes me feel happy. And remembering that this is a big video game, how could I have more fun with it? That makes me happy. And excavating things that a lot of other people don't want to look at, ironically, that makes me happy. I don't know if that's ironic or not, but a lot of people don't want to look at it. I want to dig into all that stuff, which is why my inner circle of close friends is really small. But I have amazing students and people like you who want to do it too. I swear, every time I go somewhere and lead ceremony, it's the land of misfit toys. The whole circle is the land of misfit toys. It's all these people who don't feel like they belong and they want more. They know that there's more to life than this. It's not even an illusion. This is happening. And the constructs might be illusion. Who cares? What are you doing to have fun? What are you excavating? What feels like success to you that you can continue to walk with? That's where I am with it. I want to excavate all the things I love to learn. So whenever I learn, I'm going to turn around and share it with you all. I mean, I immediately turn around and share things that are coming up for me because that's how we keep the energy flowing. And there is always enough. There's always more to learn. You will always have all that you need as far as whatever you're choosing to manifest when you realize that you will, that there's no competition. You'll have the clients, you'll have the students, you'll have the friends, you'll have the community when you choose to see it already in your world. And that's important to remember in this social media age where comparison is the thief of joy. It is the thief of joy, real quick. And whether you're making music or whether you just want to be a really good mom or whether you want to be a good friend, it doesn't have to be a, you know, like a shamanic thing or even a work thing. Just recognize where you're not staying present with what feels like success to you and might be going into comparison or whatever it is. And comparison was coming up in conversation earlier today. And just do you, babe, all y'all, just do you. Because there's gonna be people out there who love you doing you. And those are the people you wanna surround yourself with. The people who do not resonate with you doing you, that's okay. You know, I think social media makes us think that people are thinking about us all the time. They're not. They're not thinking about you. They're worried about their own stuff. They're thinking about their own insecurities. You know, they're wondering if you're thinking about them, you know, or most people aren't putting that much thought into us, you know? So anyway, that's some of the stuff that's been coming up. I would very much love for each of you to feel a sense of purpose and fulfillment in your life that comes from the peace of knowing that you're on your journey regardless. And that is a practice. It really is. It's a practice, believe it or not. And that's why the consistency of me, I've missed 3 sessions in 2.5 years of doing this twice a month. And a couple times I did it 3 times because of issues or whatever. And that has been powerful. Consistency creates mastery. And I'm not saying I've mastered shamanic mentorship. I'm saying consistency creates mastery. If you want to create something that has depth, that has staying power, that can be an energetic or tangible legacy, consistency. There are some people who want to be a jack of all trades and be a Renaissance person and do all the things and can rock all that out. And that's wonderful. Do that too. I like to learn lots of different things. And yet I have a niche, and that's where I put a lot of my consistent focus, because I would like to have depth in the things that I offer. I don't try to be a massage therapist. I'm not trying to be a what? You see what I'm saying? I'm honing it in. I used to think if I did that, I would miss stuff. What about all that other stuff I want to do? And then I would stay not doing anything, thinking, but I don't want to miss anything. You're not going to miss anything by being consistent. You're not going to miss anything by having a practice. You're actually going to create more time and space for those other things. Okay. I have no clue why I'm talking to this, but about this, but apparently somebody needed to hear it, because this is totally getting channeled from spirit. Consistency is not necessarily easy. I have shown up to this mentorship when I was sick. I've shown up when I was in pain. I've shown up when I had just, I don't know, all the things. I can't even remember now. Maybe I just had an argument with my sweetie, or I was just tired and wanted to Netflix and chill. It doesn't even matter. You know, I've shown up when I was so excited and I knew exactly what we were going to do. And I've shown up when I'm like, spirit, I have no idea what we're going to do. I've shown up in a bad mood. I've shown up in a good mood. But I just keep freaking showing up. And that's just such a big thing to bring into your life. We tend to keep showing up a lot of times for stuff we don't want. Because, you know, we get into this habit and this practice, and we end up arguing for our limitations. And then we end up showing up for things that we realize, why do I keep showing up for that? That's not what I want. And we don't allow ourselves to show up for what we really want. And then when you're showing up for what you really want, it's not always going to feel hunky-dory. It's not always going to be this great party, this enlightened, oh. You know, some of the most powerful experiences I've had them different ways, where I have this huge mountaintop experience and I'm just like, wow, floating for days. And then I'll have those situations where I think nothing's happening. This must not be working. Nothing's happening. And then it kicks in, right? Sandra has a lot of those, you know, the after the fact, where it starts to integrate. And what I remember, what I remind myself, is it's something's always happening. Even if you don't feel it, even if you feel poopy, even if you're not in the mood, just keep showing up for whatever it is. For whatever it is. And the things that you're putting your focus into and really showing up for, I would encourage you to look very intentionally, figure out what those things are, and if that's really where you want to put your focus, right? Now, I can already hear people saying, without the volume even on, but I have kids, or I have a job, or I have this and that I have to show up for. Okay, how do you want to show up for that? And would you like to show up in a way that gives you the space and the energy to be your most expansive self? Do you want to show up in a way that empowers you to get a different job if you want a different job? I've told the story a gazillion times. I was working in a video store 20 years ago, wanted to be doing this work full time. And it wasn't until I showed up at the video store as a shamanic healer that then I was able to transition out of there within a couple months. I kept showing up as a video store clerk, wanting to be a shamanic healer. And spirit said, you got to show up at the video store as a shamanic healer and learn to love this video store job and appreciate it, and then watch what shifts. Now, I did not sit in the video store rattling, playing shakalpa, smudging the videos, and telling everyone how I was a shaman. I did not do that. I don't mean I have to tell everybody. I just showed up in that energetic. I reminded myself, I'm a shamanic healer who happens to be working this gig right now, not the other way around. And you can take that into every part of your life. You can take that into things that don't even have to do with a job. Okay. So anybody have any questions before we close up? Spirit just went, woo, download. So it's been fun. It's been fun being consistent with this, and it's, I've learned a lot, and more often than not, I showed up excited. I'm using, you know, the days that I didn't feel great as an example, because those are the days we really need to show up. The days that, you know, it's just like working out. The days that I don't want to work out, if I show up that day, it's easier the next day. Same thing with your shamanic practice. Same thing with checking your thoughts. How am I speaking to myself? Where am I putting my focus? Am I even breathing? I'm doing this breathwork training, recognizing how often I hold my breath. I had no idea how often I will hold my breath and in different experiences. So be intentional, have fun, be easy on yourself. Please be easy on yourself. Trust yourself. Y'all have got this. You're showing up here because we've done this through so many lifetimes that you're like, oh yeah, Bloom and I have a soul contract. She's going to do something that's going to flick a light bulb and yay. And I'm supporting you in that. You're supporting me in that. I do that with other people. Other people do that with me. I feel like we're all these energetic sticky notes for people, you know, like walking around on the planet. And some of those sticky notes are cautionary tales. And some of those sticky notes are, hey, we have a contract to help each other, whatever it is, you know. So thank you for being energetic sticky notes for me. And I'm grateful to be an energetic sticky note for you. That's such a funny word, sticky note. I didn't even hear it until I heard it. So do you want to unmute everybody, Sandra? Unmute my sticky note family? Thank you all so much for being here. This has been a lot of fun.
I just want to say thank you for sharing it when you didn't want to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well.
You know. That's what gets the work done.
And that's the irony of creating a livelihood out of a spiritual practice. You know, it's a balance of not letting it become a job.
Not just letting Sorry, it it's a last well. Shamanic me.
What? Anyway, thank you all for being here.
Thank you.